We had seen last time that Jerusalem was placed under siege. And there were three exceptionally wealthy men in Jerusalem, Bar Kalba Savua, Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, and, who remembers who was the third one? Kalba Savua, Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, and Nakdimon Ben Gurion, who had the sun reshine on his behalf. The sun came back on his behalf. And between the three of them, they had enough wealth to sustain Jerusalem for 21 years. Among the people of Jerusalem were people who were called the Biryonim. There were people who were empty. There were people who were swift to war. And when the rabbis said, let's go make peace with the Romans, they realized that the Romans were ready to make peace with them. The Biryonim took up the sword and they told the rabbis, we're not letting you go out and make peace with them. We will go and fight them. The rabbi said to them, you're not going to succeed. And after a struggle, the Biryonim realized that they can't convince the rabbis. The rabbis are telling them, you won't win a war, you might as well make peace with them. So the Biryonim said, we're going to force you to war. And the Biryonim went to the storage houses of wheat and barley and wood that these three wealthy men had, and these three storage houses could have sustained the city in the siege for 21 years, and these Biryonim, these powerful warriors who weren't God-fearing, they went and burnt them down, and now the people had no choice. So after they had done that, so a famine set in, and lacking any other choice, people joined them to war. It says in Avos de Rabbi Nasan that during the period of this famine, the people used to eat hides of calves, the hide, the leather, mixed with mortar and stone, and then they'd boil it, and that was their food. That was what they could eat. There were people who would say, I'm willing to go and risk my life to kill 5 Roman soldiers, and as payback, whoever would do that would get 5 dates. That's how hungry they were. For 5 dates, they were willing to risk their lives to kill 5 Roman soldiers. So, what? So this was where the Jewish people were at. They could have withstood the siege, but the inner fighting of these Biryonim and their adamancy, no, we're going to fight, and then they burnt down the storage houses, that's what ultimately brought on the famine in Jerusalem, and we're going to see next time that ultimately is going to be what brought about the downfall of Jerusalem.